Indeed. Back in the saddle, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Tonight, with you till 11 o'clock. Patty takes over at 11. But right now, it's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Yeah, there it is. Gadlin, of course, the brains behind the successful local business. I want to draw a cat for you. He's presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. But before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's given us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence he needs to pitch it to Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan.
Thanks, man. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great to see you, man. You look good.
Thanks. You know, I think you've given an appropriate level of buildup to the segment because I've got an incredible idea.
All right.
I think it's going to knock people's socks right off.
Well, I mean, it's been a while. I mean, yeah. for listeners of WGN Radio and Download, Steve, of course, was on Fridays for a while there, for a good stretch, over a year. We took the fall off. What have you been doing with your life?
Well, you know, I actually have been in recovery. I took a lot of criticism on the show, and that drove me to start abusing heartburn medication. So I was going to town. They recommend, you know, 150 milligrams tops every few hours. I was doing maybe 200, 250 milligrams several times a day, and it backs you up. It really backs you up, and I think that general uncomfortable feeling, just kind of those last few ideas were a little rough, and I wasn't in the best shape.
I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know that.
No, I'm over it now, and I think I'm in full form, and I've got some killer ideas. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited to start getting some yays on the line instead of those
days. No, I hope for your health.
Yeah, we flushed a lot of that negativity.
Okay,
right,
well,
out of my
good.
System,
let's not dwell on the past. 312-981-7200 is the number to call. And we're about to get the newest invention idea from Steve Gadlin. Steve, what do you got for the frying pan?
Well, gosh, who doesn't love Tetris? You know, it's one of the hit video games, and I think everyone loves to play it, and there's just not enough time in the day to play as much Tetris as I want to play.
Of course.
Right? One of the biggest problems I find are car trips. When I'm driving, you know, one, you're not allowed to play video games on your phone while you're driving.
Right,
anymore.
Of course.
But if you're on a long drive, you know, 15, 20 minutes, you need something to break up that time.
Yeah.
I've invented something called Kartris. Kartris is a thin film you put over your windshield. It's actually a monitor. So you see the game of Tetris right on that windshield, so you don't have to take your eyes off the road. Well, how do you play, you're asking? There's no joystick in my car. Well, there already is one. It's called your steering wheel and your horn. So to rotate pieces, you tap that horn, that button right in the center of your steering wheel. And then to move pieces left and right, you just want to nudge your steering wheel left and right. So you can play Tetris while you drive in your car. That's where we get the name Kartris.
Kartris. Yeah, okay. That's a great – all right. We're off and running 2017.
You know, it's an antidote for long car rides. Sometimes I got to take my kid to dance class. I live out in Deerfield. We got to take her to Skokie. That's a 20-minute drive. And you get 5 or 6 minutes into that drive, and you get that Tetris itch. You got to play some Tetris. So you turn on Kartris, and you just tap that horn to rotate the pieces. You slide them into place with the steering wheel left and right. And suddenly, driving's not a burden, and you scratch that Tetris itch with Kartris.
All right, Kartris, yay or nay? 312-981-7200. Steve Gadlin back in studio for the frying pan. Kartris is tonight's idea. Do we like it? What do you think, Download Nation? 312-981-7200. I have questions. But as you know, as we have, you know, from this segment, I would rather have the listeners ask the questions. 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we will start to read some of the texts and the phone calls for Kartris, the newest idea from Steve Gadlin, this week's Frying Pan. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
This is how we'll start Frying Pan Hot. Frying Pan Hot.
It's the Frying Pan here on 720 WGN. My guest, Steve Gadlin, the local inventor, who has a development deal with Mark Cuban after winning on the show Shark Tank. Before he brings his ideas to Mark Cuban, he brings them to the Download. His first frying pan of 2017. Let's Let's revisit the idea of the week, Kartris.
Yeah, you know, every great invention, I like to have it solve a problem, and this one solves two. One, car rides, once you get past 15, 20 minutes, can get long, tedious, and boring. And two, people love to play Tetris. So what this does, it's a thin film that you put over your windshield, so you see Tetris right in front of you while you're driving. You never have to take your eyes off the road.
It's not on the left. It's not on the right.
No.
It's not down like everyone looks down at their phone.
No,
right?
Exactly.
It's right in front of you.
Right in that field of vision.
Right.
Your Tetris game, and then you use the steering wheel. Your hands are already on as your joystick, so you'll turn left to move a piece left, turn right to move a piece right, and you tap that horn to rotate a piece. So it's the game of Tetris. You play it while you drive, Kartris.
You know, I really do feel that you could see a future in automotives. You know, with the Detroit Car Show or what's happening here in Chicago, the car show that's coming up.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot about sort of, you know, putting everything on the dashboard and possibly, you know, the windshield. So maybe this is something for the future. 312-981-7200. Let's get to the calls and texts. Let's go to Brian. Brian, thanks for calling. Yay or nay on Kartris?
Hello.
Hello.
Brian?
Yeah, you're Brian, right?
Yeah, yes, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Oh. Well,
people can't even concentrate on the road, let alone playing video games.
Yeah. But what about the idea of, you know, people are looking down at their phone, maybe this is a way to keep their eyes on the road.
They shouldn't be looking down at their phone, and they should be playing video games on their windshield.
Well, have you ever played Tetris, though, Brian? It's more than a video game. It's a cultural. I mean, it's a cultural phenomenon. It's fantastic.
Okay, play it on the couch.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Brian. Thanks for that, Brian. Yeah. There. Okay.
I'm guessing Brian doesn't do a lot of drives over 15, 20 minutes.
That might be the case. And it didn't seem like he was a Tetris player. Maybe not hip to video game culture and video games. Let's go to Ellen. Ellen. Hi, Ellen. Yay or nay on Kartris?
Nay.
What? Why?
Well, first of all, let me explain. I have a CDL and I drive from, you know, a 15, 20-minute drive to me, for somebody to say that's a long drive, I mean, that's laughable to me.
Because you do long trips.
I only drove 145 miles today, but it was a very intensive day because I spent 5 hours loading in a place. And by the time I got on the road, I was already exhausted. And just imagining the fact that somebody would be trying to concentrate on the road when they're already tired. I just, like I told whoever answered the phone, they asked me what I thought, and I thought it was a totally moronic idea. I mean, my average day is 15 to 17 hours. That's an average day. I have to be on all the time. If I work a 10-hour day, I have to be on all the time. If I do anything in my big rig and I make a bad judgment, I get in an accident.
Yeah, but think of the high scores you could accumulate with 10 to 15 hours of driving, Ellen. You'd have the higher.
No. I don't drive for 15 hours.
Right.
I have brakes.
But it's social media connected too. So, you know, you'd be able to share your high scores on Twitter and on Facebook.
Right.
So that's another thing
you
want to consider.
While you're driving, let's get back to the driving aspect. Mm-hmm. You're driving, you're supposed to be paying attention on the road. I always have a 300 to 400 because I haul steel.
Yeah, that might not be good for you because
not many girls do that.
Right.
You have to have a safe following distance.
Yeah, something to think about too.
Distraction.
The music
Tetris.
If you remember the soundtrack, Ellen, it's a real peppy soundtrack. I think it would keep your energy up and your spirits high while you're on the road. It's kind of that Russian classical music.
Thanks to Ellen. She makes a good point, though. It might not be the right thing if you're hauling some sort of dangerous cargo.
I got the feeling she didn't know the game Tetris, too. The way she was talking. I'm not sure she was able to envision it. Yeah.
All right. 312-981-7200. 630 says, awesome. Love it.
Great.
It can be combined with ambulances, more money for the shareholders. So I don't know if that might be sarcasm.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I'm glad they brought up shareholders, though, because part of the business model for this is we don't just sell the device so that you can install Tetris, but a real popular feature that people really like on their phones now are those in-game purchases. So we have a lot of in-game purchase opportunities while you're playing and driving. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe your game, you have Game Over, and the Game Over is great. It's this big explosion, and the screen just sort of goes opaque for a minute. After you fill the screen up with lines all the way to the top.
Yeah, well, that might. Yeah.
So what you can do is you can pay 99 cents to clear the screen.
Oh, and so start in-app purchases.
Yeah, in-app
right.
purchases. People love in-app purchases.
312 has a question. Mm-hmm. Will there be cartridges for other games? They're personally a big Mario Kart fan.
Yeah, you know, so what we're doing is we're starting with Kartris because I love the game Tetris, and I know a lot of people really enjoy playing Tetris, and we see a real need there, especially with Millenniums coming up. We mm-hmm. know Millenniums love a lot of the classic games. So
right.
Millenniums are getting real into Tetris, and I think, you know, that makes them prime customers.
Yeah.
So, you know, we will look into new games, to be honest. So I think playing a driving game while you're driving might be a little distracting because the course probably won't be able to mimic the streets.
Yeah,
so.
That's him.
But, you know, it's something we'll look into.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Brian. Brian, yay or nay on Kartris?
Oh, that is a definite nay, sir. That is just totally dangerous. I love Tetris, though. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, isn't it great? What's your favorite part of Tetris?
The higher levels when everything's going a little bit fast, because then your focus really is on the game.
Yeah,
and
I love those
in
long
my mind,
lines.
I'm just picturing, like, you're in traffic and you mm-hmm. got, you know, you're so into the game.
Yeah.
It's unsafe. This is a bad idea.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Brian.
I don't think it's unsafe. I mean, one of the great things is we put it right on the windshield, which is where your eyes need to be anyway.
Yeah,
so we're not taking your eyes away from where they need to be. We're just adding a layer in front of it.
There is something about the concept of having something in front of you as opposed to, you know, so many people today mm-hmm. are looking down. The radio's
right.
a little bit down. The,
right.
you know, people who are texting and driving, which is terrible, don't do it. But they're still there looking down.
There's a lot
of things to go in different directions. You're talking about straight ahead.
Yeah, and if you want to be successful, you've got to keep your hands on the wheel because that's how you control the pieces. You want to swerve left and right to move those pieces left and right,
right.
And you push that button in the middle, a.k.a. your car horn, to rotate. If you're familiar with the game, those are the basic controls.
773 says, I drive 35 minutes every day to work and never get bored enough to play a game like this. Police are going to start pulling you over if you log too many times or beep and your horn too many times.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the safety of others. Definitely a nay.
Well, you know, that's one way to look at it. I applaud you for driving 35 minutes a day. That to me would be like running a marathon three times a day. I tell you, that drive from Deerfield to Skokie just tires me out. You get 5 minutes in, you want to pop open some Tetris. I've been doing it on my phone for a while. But again, you feel bad looking down.
Right.
And especially when the game's, you know, in those later levels when things are pretty intense.
Yeah.
So this was invented as a way to combine Bluetooth technology, fun games, and driver
safety. Oh, that was a good question. There was a question on here about Bluetooth technology.
Oh, of course. So it's Bluetooth compatible. It connects straight to your car through Bluetooth and that screen. You know, there are some wires that we have to power in from the screen into your steering wheel. Not even as hard as hot wiring a car. Simple connections. We've got an instruction video that comes with the game. So
okay.
Simple setup.
All right. 847's got a good point. It would be great if we could incorporate a Tetris lane to the highway.
You know, that's an interesting idea, but because of the control system, you cannot play this and stay in one lane. You're going to need to change lanes every time you move a piece to the left or to the right. So maybe Tetris Highway. Boy, who wouldn't love a Tetris Highway?
Yeah, right.
But really, it's designed for use on the infrastructure that's already in place.
All right, one last question before we go to the news.
Sure.
And Pete is talking to some callers who are lining up, I'm sure, hopefully to turn the tide.
Yeah.
A little bit more towards the yay. Good question, though. Can it be voice activated? Maybe if you could say left, right, turn, move, that kind of thing?
I tell you, voice activation takes you out of the game. And that may be, you know, we're bringing back a classic game franchise here, and people want that tactile response. You want to be able to beep that horn and rotate your piece. And how silly would you look talking to yourself in the car? I mean, other drivers would point and giggle. This way, you've got your hands mm-hmm. on the wheel. And you rely on those same physical attributes that keep you driving and keep you safe.
There you go. Steve Gadlin is the man behind the Frying Pan, which we do here now monthly on the download. This is the first of 2017 after he took a hiatus this fall. Tonight, Cartris, essentially Tetris that you can put on your windshield and you can control with the steering wheel and the horn to rotate the pieces. Yay or nay, 312-981-7200. If you're on the line like Bonnie, or if you text in, continue to do so. We'll take a quick break. We'll get an update on tonight's news from Veronica. And then the second half, we'll make sure we get to all the tweets, the texts, and the phone calls here on the Frying Pan, 720 WGN. Stay with us.
If you're on your mark, this is how we'll start. Frying Pan Hot. Frying Pan Hot.
That's right. It's time for the Frying Pan, part two, tonight on 720 WGN. Steve Gadlin in studio, the local inventor who won on Shark Tank. I want to draw a cat for you.com. Got a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings his new ideas to Cuban, he brings them to the download to get sort of like a workshop kind of situation.
Yeah.
You know, sort of like get a yay or nay, get some confidence that he sorely needs to bring it to Mark Cuban. All right, Steve, this tonight's idea, so far a lot of nays, but still has potential. I see some yays coming in on text. Cartris, what is it?
Yeah, so Cartris solves a handful of problems, but what it basically is a thin screen you put over your car's windshield so that you can play the game Tetris while you drive. You never have to take your eyes off the road because you're looking straight ahead, and instead of having to hold a joystick or controller, you use the steering wheel to move pieces left and right. And you tap that horn to rotate. So, you know, people can't get enough Tetris. That's a classic game. People love it. This allows people to play it while they're on those long 15, 20-minute car rides to really kill the time.
Right. 312-981-7200. You can also do it on Twitter, hashtag Frying Pan, or, of course, text 312-981-7200. Lots to get through. Let's start with Evan on Twitter who says, will Cartris have the iconic Tetris theme music?
Oh, of course it will. It has all, there were, if you remember from the classic Nintendo game, there was A, B, and C, three different songs. We've got all those playing right through your car stereo. Right. Yeah.
There you go.
That's part of that Bluetooth technology I was talking about earlier.
Evan says, then if that's the case, then yay.
Great. Great.
Let's go to Bonnie on the phone. Bonnie, yay or nay to Cartris?
Oh, you know, Steve, I think you're really a smart, clever man, and you wouldn't have gotten this far without being that way. But I'm so appalled by the idea of you coming up with an idea for more distraction on the road.
Yeah.
You know what? You said that you have to. First, I was listening and going, oh, I don't think that sounds like a great idea. But when you said to tap your car a horn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I immediately, you know what? I turn the radio off the minute I hear a commercial that includes the sound of a car honking.
Oh, okay.
And there used to be a commercial that ran, I can't remember, I think it was for auto insurance.
Probably a car-related commercial, yeah.
It was awful. But anyway, it's so distracting to hear, suddenly you're trying to figure out, okay, were they honking at me? Or is somebody... Because I am laying flat on my back because I got rear-ended by somebody who lost their brakes failed.
Oh, wow.
And terrible. I would stop. Every 10 years, it seems I get hit by somebody
I mean, do you know that any of those people were playing Cartris?
Probably not, unless they're
one of our few beta testers.
No. This girl lost control of her brakes. She had just bought this car.
Great thing about Cartris is we don't tie into the brakes or any of the hydraulic systems of the vehicle. This is purely electronic Bluetooth technology, so you're not going to run into any issues like that.
Yeah, thanks, Bonnie. Thanks for that. I'm sorry to hear about your back.
That's rough.
That's rough. I'm sorry to hear that. There's been a couple of texts, and I'll just sort of paraphrase them together, just about the safety issues, you know, about taking seriously, especially getting behind a wheel of an automated machine, one that can cause a lot of danger.
I mean, first of all, show me the person that can go 15, 20 minutes on a car ride without pulling out their phone and playing Tetris that way. So what this does is it takes Tetris, which you're going to be looking down to play, and it puts it on the windshield right in front of you to keep your eyes on the road.
Okay.
Especially for some of those long, I mean, again, Deerfield to Skokie, an absolute killer of a drive, but you put Kartris on the windshield, and I'm not paying attention to what's going on in the back seat.
Well, let me throw out another text that said, you know, all it would take would be one person to cause an accident with Kartris for you to be sued.
I don't know that we would take liability for that. I mean, look at Tesla. They developed a self-driving car that was involved in an accident, and they're still going to make self-driving cars. You know, does Henry Ford get a subpoena every time there's an automobile accident?
Well, he's dead. I mean, that's, you know,
his estate, because your estate could be liable. You know, that's what you have to ask. I don't know that the creator of a product is necessarily liable for any of the, you know, for people using it incorrectly. I don't see the precedent.
I just would say they were you. Okay. All right. 563 says, great idea. It's like fighter pilot technology comes to the rest of us.
It's called HUD, a heads up display. And we're basically taking it straight from the F-18s, you know, the army jets, and putting it into your car.
Okay. Let's go to Frank. Frank, what do you think? Yay or nay on Kartris?
As I told you, screener, this guy ought to be arrested.
Oh.
Is definitely
just
a
the idea, right?
When you are driving, there are so many things that can happen so quickly. You can cause 3, 4, even a 10-car pileup.
I know what you mean, because you get to those
pay
later levels.
Total attention to what you're doing.
Yeah, right,
it's
right.
The same
putting
concept.
Putting a game on the windshield. I've never played this game. I don't know what it is.
Well, that's, I think,
but
the big problem.
That on
you
your
should
windshield
try playing the game.
On the windshield.
It's try it first on your phone.
It should be against the law, just like it is the law to talk on your phone.
But let me tell you,
while you're driving,
when you get to those later levels of Tetris, you need that same hand-eye coordination you do when you're driving in a dangerous area.
Okay, so you need that
it helps
coordination,
train you.
Right?
Yeah, and it helps.
It trains you? You're paying attention to the game you're playing.
Well, you're paying attention to the game and driving at the same time, because
you
the mechanics of the
both,
game,
my friend.
No, the mechanics of the game,
cannot,
you turn the
no.
steering wheel to
no,
move your pieces
no,
left and
no.
right, and
you're
you tap
wrong.
The horn
How
to
much
rotate
driving
them.
Do you do?
Just that 15-minute drive from Deerfield to Skokie.
15-minute drive. Yeah. I'm a professional truck driver. I'm on that road all day long. I am in fear for my life from some of the things I see people doing while they're driving.
But how often do you get to see people smiling in those cars because they're having a good time playing Tetris while they drive?
I'm telling you, buddy, if this thing goes through, you want to invent this?
Well, it's invented.
Be arrested.
It's invented. Now we just need to manufacture it. You know,
we've
got a couple.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You should be arrested.
All right. Well, Frank,
for causing accidents.
Well,
we
haven't.
People don't know how to drive as it is. Now you're.
Well, no. This is only for people with driver's licenses. So they've passed the test.
You're playing a game with me now. It's only for people who drive. Anybody driving has to have a driver license.
Yeah, good point.
I think we're on the same page. I think we're saying different things, but we're on the same page.
We're not on the same page. You're not even in the same book.
That's a great line. Thank you, Frank. No, I agree. Thank you. I think Frank is absolutely, he may be right, and I think he echoes a lot of the sentiments that I'm hearing. Both in text and
but
calls.
He's not. He should agree when I counter, though, because he's raising problems and then I give the solutions for them.
I just think, okay. Let's go. Let's randomly take another.
Okay.
Michael, yay or nay? What do you think? Yay or nay on Kartris?
Absolutely, couldn't be a bigger nay. The more I listen to his responses and his. Explanation as somebody points out something that is absolutely ridiculous about this.
Yeah.
Makes me even more frustrated. I'm trying to, be a little restrained because, there's plenty of laws out there that hold people responsible. If they do something that might directly cause an accident, they are held responsible, from liquor laws to, driving drowsy.
Well, we don't drink and drive. Don't drink and play Kartris.
No. No, of course. Of course. But and then you're also missing the point of field of view. If you've ever taken, you know, rules of the road or gone to a class after getting a speeding ticket or something, one of the things they really point out and they want you to do is you have to have peripheral vision. Basically, you want to scan your entire area. You know, you're looking from left to right all the time and then forward. Yeah. You need to. It's not the focus. If you're looking at your windshield,
I'm in favor of peripheral vision. I'm a big fan of peripheral vision.
Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. The field of vision, if you're looking at your windshield, cuts in it. You actually get like a tunnel vision. It becomes myopic.
Yeah.
So it moves in on you. So you're concentrating basically to the hood of your car. Now, one of the worst things to do is to look at the worst thing to do, they tell you, is to look at the bumper of the car in front of you. You need to be looking ahead of you.
So, yeah, we're not going to have you look at that. Yeah, we don't want people looking at the bumper of the car in front of them, or they're going to miss a lot of the action.
Yeah, no,
I get it.
As you know, I like to be objective, and I want to continue to do that in 2017. But I do hear a continuing, consistent thread through the callers and the texts about, you know, the distraction level, and instead of making it more sophisticated in terms of distractions, maybe get rid of distractions.
Yeah, this is no more distracting than checking your speedometer. Or looking at your radiator heat gauge.
Yeah, but that's...
You're constantly monitoring those. Those are below the windshield. You're not even looking at the road anymore. Again, this keeps your eyes where they're supposed to be by looking at your windshield, and it keeps your hands where they're supposed to be on your steering wheel.
All right, let's try Kevin. Kevin, yay or nay, Kevin, on Kartris. Oh. How you doing?
Big time, yes. I think Steve should be called Gatlin the Genius. For all these people that are texting and driving, this is a chance to be looking up where you should be looking and still being entertained all at the same time. And for all the women that are putting their makeup on as they're driving, this is a great idea, Steve. Big time, yay.
Thanks,
Kevin. That's great.
That.
There you go. So, I mean, I think that's just a push and pull of tonight's idea, is this idea that, you know, some people say there should be no distractions whatsoever, but it seems like Kevin kind of is like, there already are distractions.
Hey,
let's all put it in front of us.
It's the year 2000. The millenniums are here to stay, and the millenniums are all about their distractions. If you look at them walking down the street, they can't even walk down the street without checking out their Google Glasses or their cell phone. So again, millenniums love classic games. We're taking Tetris, it's one of the first video games, and we're putting it in that field of vision right on your windshield. Millenniums are going to love it. We've got in-game purchases, which are very popular
like
in the app world.
Yeah.
So, you know, I see this as win-win-win.
All right, let's take a quick break, and then we will get to all the texts, some of the more colorful, if you will, texts tonight, as well as some of the calls. There are a lot of people on the line. I'm hoping to get to everybody. We're only going to have about 5 minutes left, and we come back. We'll go rapid fire here on the frying pan. Kartris is tonight's idea, 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
If you're on your mark, this is how we'll start. Frying pan hot. Frying pan hot.
It's the frying pan back here on 720 WGN. Download every Friday night at 10 o'clock in 2016 and 2017. We're breaking it down once a month. Give Steve some breathing room because he comes up with these ideas that he wants to bring to Mark Cuban, but first he brings them to us. To workshop. A lot of people have something to say about Kartris. Let's get to the calls. Like, I want to go rapid fire, so I want to get everybody involved because there's a lot of text to read, and I'll try my best to get to everyone. But let's start with the phone calls and see if we can go quickly through them. Let's start with Colleen. Colleen, yay or nay on Kartris?
Yeah, I got a nay on it. I'm a Generation Xer. I grew up on it, and I love Nintendo, but all I keep thinking of is, are you going to create a platform for me to play Contra and I can use my turn signal to get me some unlimited lives? I mean, I think it's crazy. I absolutely think it's crazy.
No, thanks, Colleen. Thanks. I mean, that's something to think
Contra,
about.
Contra, that's something I had already thought about, was doing Contra as the next game. And we got the ABBA, the Ikari Warriors cheat code as well, up in the pipeline. So, yeah.
Ed, yay or nay on Kartris?
Oh, definitely a nay. If I were him, I'd be afraid to take that to Cuban. He might banish you to Turkey, and you'd be driving camels, my friend.
All right, thanks, Ed. Thanks for that.
Do camel trust then.
Yeah, there you go. That might be more safer anyway.
Sure.
Let's go to Walt. Walt, what do you think? Yay or nay to Kartris?
Absolutely not. I've worked in aviation safety for a quarter century. There's a reason we have a 10,000-foot sterile cockpit rule in aviation, where all your attention has to be on your instruments.
Oh, well, that's flying. That's a lot harder. This is driving.
It's the same thing when you're driving. All your attention should be paid attention to your driving. And the allusion to people distracted by the speedometer, that should be part of your scam pattern. Part of your scam pattern is a speedometer and
You sound like a driver's ed instructor, and we all know that a lot of what they say is just for liability, and, you know, it's – I don't want to call it a prude way of driving, but I think, frankly, it's, you know, we know a lot of the stuff they tell us in school for our own good. Rules are meant to be bent.
No, it's not school. Yeah. It's been scientifically proven that distracted drivers cause accidents, and putting something up and calling it Army aviation. No, Army doesn't have HUD. You're talking Navy and Air Force, Marine Corps, perhaps.
I'll tell you what's scientifically proven that Tetris is a lot of fun.
Dan, what do you think? Dan, we're going to go rapid fire. Yay or nay on Kartris?
Oh, absolutely. I am a 57-year-old professional truck driver, and truck driving after a while becomes so boring.
I hear you.
I've only had 4 accidents in the last 5 years, and one more wouldn't make any difference. If I had 6 accidents, I'd probably stop playing. There'd be my signal. But no, this is an awesome idea. If we could use something on the gear shift lever. I just turned in like 2 minutes ago, so I didn't catch all the details. But if you could put something on my gear shift lever too, to manipulate the block, that would be
awesome. Well, we're doing the steering wheel to move it left and right, and then the button that honks your horn is to rotate the pieces.
All right, okay. Let me try to get through these texts because we've only got like 3 minutes left. 224 says people are always walking into moving trains while distracted on their phone. Mm-hmm. Also, 15 to 20 minute drive, long drive. What about just listening to music?
Yeah, you know, it's an option, but this is a little more interactive. In millenniums these days, they need interaction to stay focused.
Professional truck driver is absolutely right. This is from 219. You would be arrested for your negligence. Mark Cuban would definitely fire you for this one.
Nobody's wearing negligence while they're driving, okay? You're wearing full normal clothing while you play.
All right, anyway. 773 says, I'm totally into it. Love the idea. What I'd really love to see is an addition of Frogger. Mm. Same principle.
Okay.
Let's see.
I don't know that Frogger was as exciting as Tetris. It's pretty popular.
This is 847. What kind of wuss thinks 20 minutes is a long ride?
Well, you know, 20 to 25 minutes, maybe they missed that part. But that, it's, you know, repetitive, just long highway riding. And I like to occupy myself with something a little more exciting.
309 says, how far do you have to turn the steering wheel to move and rotate a Tetris piece?
You want to do 90 degrees to turn the piece 90 degrees. And, you know, it's the wheel, think of it as the piece. You're rotating it, you know, at those the same angles.
A lot of the texts are along the same lines that we talked about: negligence, safety, danger, lawsuits, disclaimers. Mm-hmm. You should be arrested. There's a lot of arrested. There's a lot of people who really want to do citizen's arrest. 847 says, when people call in to tell their feelings on this invention, Steve, you don't give them the courtesy of letting them talk. You're rude. You're constantly interrupting. You're unbelievable.
Okay.
So that's something, you know, as we get to the more colorful stuff, I got a couple others here.
Yeah, that's something I can work on. If I've been interrupting, I apologize. I know that's not good form.
847 says if they're planning to have people live on Mars, he should be on the A-list and be the first flight out.
I appreciate that. Yeah. You know, that's I like to stay on the cutting edge of all things, and that's pretty cutting edge, my friend.
847 says, oh, my God, he's back, losing more brain cells again. It just seems like this person.
Well, I'm losing them, or this.
708 along the same lines. I've missed these moronic inventions. Welcome back.
Thank you.
815 says, "Oh my God, no! It took him all winter for this one. I'm going to keep looking for a CP3P character in my dreams/ nightmares.
CP3P.
I guess it's early bedtime tonight."
Yeah.
847 says, Steve is in the wrong business as he cannot handle any criticism or concede defeat. with any aplomb or grace.
Look, I just don't have a lot of patience for people who aren't looking at this, the big picture. You got to remember, I see these inventions big picture,
mm-hmm.
and I'm only able to share a real narrow vision on the air, and people respond to that, and that, you know, displays, it's frustrating.
There's a various amount of morons and idiots, and that's getting bland and boring. Yeah, this one I do like. 630 goes, why don't you lick mayo? Okay. Not sure if that might be some sort of
I don't know,
new kind of thing that's happening. And
that gives me an idea. Maybe that little seed of an idea will germinate into a fantastic invention.
All right, final call tonight. Let's go with Gary. Gary, you are a police officer, correct?
Well, retired police officer for 30 years, and during that time, I was driving a truck for 40 years. So
yeah,
I was
so
full-time truck driver, and I'm just going to say I have a big nay, and I don't know how in the world the Department of Transportation is going to allow this.
Well, we're skirting around that. We don't see this as we're skirting around the Department of Transportation on this one just to avoid some of the red tape and paperwork there.
Yeah, so you're going to get something dangerous. You're skipping. In other words, you're making shortcuts. The Department of Transportation doesn't
know. In my experience, they're very difficult to deal with. They ask a lot of questions that I just don't have answers to.
Well, I want to thank Gary because I think I wanted to end with Gary as a former police officer and a truck driver to say that this would not fly. You know, doing a little bit of research, Pete did some research that there's already laws on the books that it wouldn't be possible. So you really do run the risk of creating a product that would automatically have people in violation of the rules of the road.
It's a brave new world, Mr. Kaufman. We're living in a new world order.
Well, again, just to let everybody know out there, these are just ideas, brainstorms. Steve has not actually developed this material yet.
We're in development.
And it sounds a lot if you take, you know, what you're hearing on the radio tonight is a lot of people would be uncomfortable with it. It's a nay.
We'll probably scrap this one. We'll probably scrap this idea and move on to something else.
There you go. Well, Steve, I thought you did a good
people
job coming back.
People aren't going to appreciate good inventions then, you know.
Well, I wouldn't get personal.
Okay.
How's the heartburn?
We'll see. It's building up a little bit, but I think I can go without a pill tonight.
All right. Steve Gadlin, we'll be back in February. Steve Gadlin, the man who brings us new inventions on the frying pan every month. Thanks, Steve, for bringing us Kartris.
Thank you for having me.